This is a recording of Dr. Tom Roszell for Sunday, October 9th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on any aspect of natural and therapeutics. You know, things that you've done that don't work really well, this is an opportunity. Let's fix them. Let's get it done differently. You know, you've tried all kinds of things, and guess what? They don't work. So let's give you something that actually does work, or at least give you the possibility that you know where to look to make sure that it does happen. Call me, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. It's that beautiful, crisp fall day today. I mean, it's my favorite time of the year. It's perfect. It's not really, really hot. It's not really, really cold. Might warm up into the 70s, you know, and just kind of hang in there a little bit. What a perfect, perfect day. It has to put a smile on your face. You know, we've had a whole lot of junk out there. We've had rain and we've had garbage, and it puts you in a state of depression sometimes, right? And all of a sudden the veil lifts and you feel fantastic. That's really a segue of what I'm going to talk about today. We're going to talk about anxiety and depression and things of that, but a little differently than what you would expect, a little differently. Because the truth of it is a lot of the things that I've been saying for decades now, every time I have the opportunity to lecture to somebody or opportunity to talk to you on the radio or write columns or the things that I do on a regular basis, finally I'm becoming vindicated. I'm becoming substantiated on everything that I've said up until now. And what is that all about? Well, we're going to talk about what happens with anxiety and depression, and I don't feel good, and it's a lousy and a bad attitude type of thing, and you wonder where it comes from. Well, for years and years and years, we talked about depression being linked to, at least I have, inflammation, inflammatory reaction. You know, whether you're in the pits just a little bit or you're on in the pits a lot and they're putting you on all types of medications. It's a vicious cycle there. We'll get into that quite a bit today. But you know, before I do that, I want to encourage you. I want to remind you that 5 days from now, not even, what's today, Sunday? So we have tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday this week, Ageless Health 2016. We're going to be doing it. It's a little different program. It's only 4 hours. And those of you who've attended Ageless Health programs in the past know that we start really early and we finish real late. Well, we did it for two reasons. We changed the format for two reasons. One, we're in the process at the Roszell Center for Healing of expanding our reach and recreating and doing some things differently for you. So we needed the time, and we weren't going to do it. We're going to kind of put it off until the spring. And then we said, you know what? We can't let a year go by unless we do something. So Ageless Health 2016, a twist on the program, was invented, and it's going to be jammed packed. I mean, it's going to be over the top. This program is about maximizing the fountain of your youth. We're going to teach you how to live without pain, and we're going to teach you how to restore your physical capacity far beyond anything that you can imagine. But you know, the most important thing with any of our Ageless Health programs, the very next day, you can put this stuff to use and make a difference. This program is brought to you, it's being co-sponsored by not only the Roszell Center for Healing, but also Caring for Others, which is a Virginia-based 501c3 foundation. Where's it going to be? Angelica Film Center. It's called the Mosaic, right? Fairfax. It's actually in the Merrifield area. It's right off the National Capitol Beltway. You can't get lost. It's like really easy to get there. And it's only $59. It's like nothing. And it includes everything. You'll have access to all the presentations, the lecture notes, material. There's even a gift bag for all kinds of health-related items in there from vendors that support me on the road, people that support us locally. Seriously, I want you to go to agelesshealth2016.com, agelesshealth216.com, and register, because we're almost at capacity. I mean, we really are, I think. But give us a call. We'll find seats. Even if I have to get folding chairs and put you in there, we're going to do it. All the material is going to be on the big screen this year. So are you ready to take that first step, you know, that will get you out of the nonsense that you're in? Take the action that you need to take. And I want you to know that the speakers that we have this year and the topics, you know, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who you've heard many, many times on this program, is one of the most dynamic doctors. She's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and acupuncturist, traditionally trained, and she knows her field. But she's going to be talking about using energy to heal and strengthen your body. And you know, it far supersedes anything that you can possibly imagine. When I was in China, I had the privilege to see people heal when nothing could touch them before traditional care, and it was done by energetics. I was at the Beijing Medical Qigong Exchange Institute in the northwest section of Beijing. And the things that we saw, the things that we were training, I was there with 20-some doctors, and we went back again. And it's unbelievable. And Dr. Pina is going to show you and shed some light on what really can be done. You know, the energy within your body is only connected to everything. I mean, everything that's around you. And so when that energetics isn't balanced properly, you have the capacity to get sick. So she's going to teach you about that and how it impacts the physical, mental, and emotional platform. So then Sue's going to be there. You know, I have the privilege of being married to a woman who is like unbelievably smart person. And sometimes I wonder why she picked me. So the thing that is she's going to talk to you about how food is your medicine. And the things that you can do with it, and why not making the right choices can make you very sick, and you're not even aware that it's doing that. She's going to teach you about the science of something called nutrigenomics. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting topic, right? So it's about how proper and good nutrition talks to your genes and actually makes a difference. So see, this whole presentation is going to be about your genetic map and how to handle it. You know, Dr. Matt Adams is going to talk to you about your nervous system and getting rid of the toxins on your brain and so your body can actually communicate the way it's supposed to. And Dr. Bryce Miller is going to talk about exercise and the impact that and little bitty exercise can have a huge, huge effect. Remember, I've said to you forever that walking 2 miles every day doesn't make any difference how fast you walk can decrease your risk of dying from a disease process by 50%. I mean, that's the data. You don't have to do much. Just go for a walk every day. And then, God, if you ended up, you know, putting a little, you know, breathing exercise into that, and if you ended up, you know, actually watching your diet and use a little stretching, life, as you know it, could get really, really better. Then we have Dr. Gadget, or who I lovingly call Dr. Scott Lamp. He's going to talk to you about, you know, your postural patterns in your environment. You know, we all know that sitting is just as damaging as smoking. So find out how you can get off your butt easy, okay? I'm going to wrap this all together. I'm going to start and end it, and I'm going to talk about your genetic crystal ball and tell you why those genetic pass-throughs, you know, grandpa had this and grandma had this and dad had this, that they don't have to be your outcome, that those predispositions really are only environmentally triggered or suppressed. So it's about everything you put together. It's an amazing 4 hours. I promise you it'll be over the top, and it's only $59. Go register right now, because I promise you by the end of the day there won't be anything left. Go do it. We'd love to see you this Thursday. We're going to do some Q&A at the end. I'm going to wrap it up for you. We're going to take your questions, and I'm going to send you home with a game plan that works. AgelesHealth2016.com. You can go to the Roselle Center website. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com, and do it. We'll talk a little bit more about it later, but don't waste any time, okay? Right now, do it. Do it. Got a lot to talk to you about. The phones are lighting up, 888-630-9625. We will get to your calls. I want to kind of wade into this topic a little bit, because I want to talk to you about depression and anxiety and your bad attitude, you know, that you don't know where it's coming from. And it's, as I said, science has been vindicating everything that I've been saying for many years. It's rooted in chronic inflammation. You know, there's other factors that may also be involved, but inflammation can have a huge, huge, huge impact, not only on your overall health, but how your brain works or your attitude towards things. There's a whole science that's mocked up in this. It's called psychoneuroimmunology. And those of you who heard me lecture over the years know that I did a whole topic on this at one point. The impact of chronic inflammation, you know, it's we have to look at it not only on how well we stay or how sick we get, but we have to look at it as far as how our brain works, right? Our behavior, if you will. But 2012, there was an interesting study that came out in a journal of neuropsychopharmacology, of all places in the world. Kind of an interesting article. And what they said is that elevated biomarkers of inflammation dramatically increase anxiety and depression. And it went on to talk about, you know, they demonstrated certain types of inflammatory markers, things like they're called cytokines and things of that nature. So, you know, they showed the pathways that actually were involved in the development of depression and all these things that affected, you know, the transmission of one impulse to the other. And they talked about the psychology of just overwhelming stress and diet. Gee, diet. You've heard that thing before, haven't you? And obesity and leaky gut and all those things. And what they saw was that it was relevant, over the top relevant, to the development of depression and the reoccurrence of depression and people getting stuck on that vicious loop of one drug to the other, to the other, to the other. So we're going to get into inflammation and depression and give you some things to handle that with today, some suggestions that I think that you may be very wise to think about, look at, apply, simply because if you're in that place that you've been going through that vicious cycle, you know, like an animal on a treadmill, you're not getting anywhere. Well, here's an opportunity. Just remember, there's a lot of people making money off of this industry because, and governments being influenced because of the money that they're donating, you know, it's called political offerings. And, you know, they want your children to be evaluated age 4 and 5 now. That started about a decade ago or so. Crazy, but it's true. We'll get more into that. Let's go to the phones. Carolyn, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hello, Dr. Rozelle. Thank you very much. I'm a frequent caller with you. You've helped my mom quite a bit with the artisanal water. My mom is 100 and a half now.
God bless her.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to you, in part. She developed very irregular heartbeat in July and was put on a blood pressure pill. And then she developed edema so strong in her calves that her right leg started to weep. Hospitalized her, and it was a sodium level problem. It dropped, so she went on sodium pills. Everything was better. She's out of the hospital after 10 days. Now she has constant spitting up, very low appetite, low thirst, because she was told don't drink too much. And then when the sodium level went better, she could drink. So I need your help.
Okay, so here's the situation. You know, they're creating a problem.
Yeah.
Blood pressure medication that she's on is going to do her no good. They may have given her Toprol. Is that what they put her on?
Yeah.
Okay, so Toprol is to regulate the heartbeat. That's all that it's for. And the thought process is if the heartbeat's erratic, then the blood pressure is going to go up. But if the blood pressure is not there, there's other ways to regulate heartbeat. And you have to look at the mechanism that's involved with that. And you know what I'm going to do, Carol? I'm going to talk to you for a couple seconds here, but I'm going to hold you over, so don't get off the phone. There are things, there are enzymes that the heart needs. It definitely needs water. Sodium can offset a lot of the mineralization imbalance within the system. But there are easy steps that you can take, as long as you're guided properly, that can make a huge difference. So hold that thought for a second. Don't go away. I got to stop for a break, and I'm going to come back and we're going to deal with that just a little bit more because it's important. Too many people have the same problem. Listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We are in studio on this absolutely stunning, gorgeous fall day in the Washington metropolitan area. And wherever you guys are listening, I hope it's the same where you are because it really is one of those days I want to go outside and walk. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go out and look for hickory nuts on days like that and take a rock and crack them and eat them and take little picks, you know. And so, well, that's a different time of my life. Anyway, we're talking about depression today, and we'll get into that a little bit more, and we'll have an in-house presentation within the next couple of weeks. But before we do that, I want to get back to Carolyn. Carolyn, are you still there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're talking about your mom, and mom's just over 100 years old now, and she's developing, you know, all of this fluid retention and edema and so forth. A couple quick things. Does mom walk around, move around?
No, but she was about 25 times a day going from the bed to the commode to her eating chair.
Is she still doing that?
In the last few weeks, not really, no.
Okay, so that presents a problem by itself because the movement itself is going to help move fluid in the body. But let me tell you what you got yourself into at this point. The addition of that type of medication can actually, it helps certain things if, in fact, the heart was irregular so it wasn't being efficient. That's the whole idea behind that is try to increase the efficiency. Yeah. But here's the other thing, and you'll forgive me if I don't remember what I've told you in the past, but a pharmaceutical grade of coenzyme Q10, you can get them at any of the really good health food stores, up to maybe 300 milligrams, 100 milligrams three times a day. It won't hurt her in any way, but it causes the little engines within the heart and other tissue in the brain to be more effective, more efficient. Those are called the mitochondria.
Yes.
And so if you give her that at that level, I take patients at a much higher level, but I'm not going to recommend that because I don't know your mother's case.
Indeed.
But that you can get away with, and it will make that more effective. Now, eliminating salt from the diet completely, in my opinion, is a totally bad idea, but you don't want to give her regular table salt. Obviously, you don't want to give her sodium chloride because it will cause water retention within the body. But a little bit of sea salt,
yes.
Okay, and putting that in her diet, that's useful. You want to give her the water that she's drinking, you want to make sure it's very alkaline.
It's artisanal from Norway.
Okay, so just make sure, get a pH strip, okay? It's like a lot of guys out there tell you that it's good, and once you take a pH, you know, strip to it, you see it's acidic. So you just want to make sure that you have an alkaline type of water. You need to move her limbs. You need to make sure that she's, you know, she's moving things. Lymphedema massage, and there's very few people that are certified to do it. We have one in our office. That is the type of massage. It's this gentle, almost like a kitten kneading, and it's real gentle. Anything that's hard or regular massage, it actually can make things worse. So lymphedema, somebody who's certified in lymphedema massage, that can help as well. Those are the minimal steps that you can take, you know, make it happen, but you've got to move her limbs. You've got to get those joint spaces, particularly her arms, because there's a area there called the portal duct that's right, you know, at the armpit area, and everything drains up through that. So you got to bring her arms back and gently stretch them and, you know, just gently kind of stretch the muscle out a little bit and take it to her pain tolerance. But both sides, bring them back down. Just doing that, you may see a big shift. And then a very, very low level of vitamin B6 phosphate. B6 phosphate will also decrease the water retention. Celery tea, by the way, just, you know, go get some organic celery. You can shred it if you want to and just pour hot water over it, or actually just go to the health food store and ask them for celery capsules. You can open them up, put them in hot water, have her sip on that. That's also a very gentle diuretic. Those things will help. Not knowing more about your mother, I'm a little remiss to, you know, to say say too much, but that shouldn't be a problem. I hope that helps a little bit, Carolyn.
Thank you, Doctor.
Good luck. Keep me posted.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. We have a couple more of you on the phone, and we're going to get to you. We'll pick the calls and go through that. But we're going to talk a little bit about depression and how it's related to inflammation, inflammatory reaction. And, you know, it's kind of a segue to get you to pay attention a couple of weeks when we do our in-house program. But I want to give you enough data that you can actually do something about what's going on. You know, inflammatory reactions, they have an impact on brain cells. And those are small little cells that they're called microalgae. That's just small little cells, right? And when this happens, these inflammatory levels get kicked up for a lot of reasons. You're in pain all the time. You're not getting rid of the pain you're putting up with. By the way, taking drugs to get rid of your pain doesn't get rid of the effect of inflammation. It actually makes it worse because the drugs themselves cause an inflammatory reaction. Anything that's acidic, if you want to know if you're acidic, go get a pH strip, put it in your mouth. If it's under 7, you're acidic, and do it every day at the same time. If it generalizes acidity, you got a problem. You need to do something about that. So, you know, when this happens, there's enzymes in the body. And I'm not going to give you the long names. I'm going to just tell you everybody likes letters say so. It's IDO. And it directs something called tryptophan away from the production of serotonin and melatonin, which are your feel good guys, right? They're the ones that put you in good moods. And what happens instead, it tells them to produce a really ugly thing called NMDA. It's an amino acid that is actually a derivative of an amino acid, and it triggers anxiety and agitation. That's where it comes from. So you have this inflammatory state that triggers other things not to work the way they're supposed to, which doesn't allow another piece to produce the things that make you feel good and put a smile on your face and relax. And so subsequently you end up with this anxiety and depression. You go to the doctor and he writes a prescription. He says, take this. Now you're in deep water up to your elbows, and then if you keep that up, it goes up to your nose and for the rest of your life. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and other things I think that you really need to know something about after we come back from some very, very important messages. But don't forget, Ageless Health 2016 this Thursday. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio on this gorgeous Washington day. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. 888-630-9625. Don't forget, this coming Thursday, Ageless Health 2016. It's October 13th already. 5 p.m. at the Angelica Film Center in Merrifield. That's the Mosaic. It's really easy to get to. And the price? $59, like nothing. And if you register two, it's $99. And we are at our limit just about, but I promise you that I will set up chairs if I have to. So it's important that you get this information. Go to agelesshealth2016.com. That's agelesshealth2016.com and register. We're going to talk about restoring your strength and your vitality and your energy. We're going to talk about foods that can really make a difference in your genetic map, how to save your brain and get rid of the toxic load, and exercising to save your life. Really, exercise will save your life. You know, the old nutritionists many, many moons ago, going back to the days of Del Davis, Carlton Fredericks, Priester, and some of those people, you know, they used to say, if you're going to cheat on something occasionally, and I said occasionally, so don't run with this, occasionally cheat on your diet, but never, ever cheat on your exercise. And we're going to talk about that genetic programming that you think you got, and 80% of it is actually modifiable. So this is an opportunity this Thursday, the 13th. But you got to register now, because I promise you, at the end of today, you're probably not going to see a seat unless somebody says, I'm not coming. And then that's their loss, but do it, okay? Ageless Health 2016. Want you there. Promise you, we're going to do some Q&A. We're going to give you a map to go home with and do the things that you need to get done. We're talking about depression, and the thing that I've been saying for years and years and years, that depression is activated by inflammation within the body, shutting down certain what we call neurotransmitters, so they can't do their job, and you go into the pits. And if you add medication to that, things get worse over a period of time. It's not okay. You need to make sure that you understand this, and it's not going to be solved by you going out and taking a psychogenic, something that is going to dampen the system. Get your brain back. Get your brain back and make it work the way it's supposed to. So we're going to talk about that. You know, before I get this call I want to take. But before that, I just want to tell you one thing. Okay. Even the pharmaceuticals or the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, is getting it. They understand. There's a guy by the name of Ed Bulmore. He's a professor, head of psychiatry at the University of Cambridge, and he's an employee of GlaxoSmithKline, one of the biggest drug companies out there. You know what he said? He said, quote, depression and inflammation go hand in hand. Wow. But see, what the next thing will be? The next thing will be is they're going to make a drug to get rid of the inflammation that's going to cause you to have another drug. And, you know, never mind. You're going to get me started on something else I want to get started on. Let's go to the phones. Bernice. Hey, kiddo. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Oh, fine. I have a question. I have a cousin that's on dialysis, and he just had 3 veins cleaned out. I think it was like something they stuck up his leg or something to clean out 3 veins to his heart because he accumulated too much calcium. And so they're giving him calcium, I believe it's acetate, to keep the calcium buildup around the veins clean. Is there any substitute for that?
They gave him calcium to clean up the calcium?
I guess he has too much phosphorus.
Okay, so
you know, calcium acetate.
Okay, it wouldn't be the calcium that I would be using for that, and I don't know his background, but let me give you some background, okay?
Okay.
And any of the plaquing that occurs in the arterial system in the body happens because there's a high level of acidity, acid, within the system. It's an inflammatory reaction that occurs. So your body tries to protect you. And how it protects you is it pulls the calcium out of the bone to neutralize that acid and to try to make it neutral. But the problem is that as long as the body keeps being acid because of diet, because of stress, because of those things, it keeps pumping all this minerals, and it starts taking it from foods that you eat and so forth. If the foods in addition are acidic, it's going to make life much worse. So I don't know your cousin, and I'm not going to prescribe something, but I'm going to tell you this much. That needs to be directed by somebody that really understands the work that I do and the work that most functional medical people do. And living in Arizona, Bernice, you've got a lot of really top shelf people. As I've said before, I'm more than happy to direct you to some folks there. He needs to be guided, and it's not just throwing. Oh, he's in Mexico? Even better. You know, there's a clinic down there called ISO Clinic, ISSEL. ISO Clinic is in Mexico, and I think they have more than one office, but you can go online, go to isoclinic.com. There's a clearing office here in California, but if he's in Mexico, he's got a lot of help that we don't even have here in this country, and they understand it from a place that they can actually apply it, where the drug companies and government sanctions and so forth don't allow those things to be done here. So go to isoclinic.com. Give him that phone number or that website. Tell him to go there and give them a call, and they can help. But if he doesn't change something, if he doesn't change, and I have a feeling it's probably dietary driven and so forth, and maybe lack of motion and other things of that nature, I'm guessing, he's going to continue the process, and it doesn't make any difference because what they did is called an angioplasty. They went up through his leg. They kind of smashed the calcium against the sidewalls and then inserted probably a stent. And, you know, to open up the arterioles. But unless you do something to stop the process, it's going to continue to be problematic. Give that a try, Bernice. And, you know, like I said, if I can help you in directing you more, please let me know. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject and give you, you know, my spin on what's going on. We're talking about depression, and it's an important situation. Coming up in a couple of weeks at the Results Center for Healing, we're going to do a whole class on depression and anxiety, and it's one that will really get into the details. But I want to give you this right now. So, you know, if you have, you know, flu, right, the immune system reacts to that flu. You get a fever, and you sweat, and you get cramps, and sometimes you throw up, and you become very sore. That's inflammation that makes you sore, by the way. And have you ever noticed when you get the flu or you get a cold, or that your whole mood changes as well? That, you know, you kind of feel really out of sorts. You know, it's that out of sorts, you're depressed, you know, don't bother me, I don't have any energy, I don't have any motivation. Those behavior changes, you know, that make you less sociable, you don't want to be around anybody. They kind of make you more sleepy, and, you know, you want to withdraw, you don't want to see anybody, go away, don't bug me, don't bother me. You know, they also begin to have, you know, negative ways of making your brain work. It's not a time to make decisions, particularly when you're in the basis of depression or anxiety. And all of those things, if you notice, follow any kind of chronic sickness or even acute infection like a respiratory problem or a flu or things of that nature. We've all been there at one point or the other, but that's why that occurs. So when you take even to the level where patients who have arthritic conditions and rheumatoid conditions and gouty problems and so forth, when they're treated with anti-inflammatory drugs targeting, you know, specific parts of the immune system, they also have noted that, guess what happens? They feel better. Their mood goes up. they get rid of, you know, that inflammatory reaction that causes them to be worse. But the problem is it has a catch-22, because when you take certain things for arthritic conditions, it also dampens other immune processes, and we get into more and more to put out the same and the same. So that's why that works. That's why you feel better. That's why your head clears. But it's causing other problems, like what we just talked about with Bernice, where there's going to be plaquing in the arterial system and other systems begin to break down. So when we give these therapies, we see things that that are fairly rapid and increased sense of well-being. You know, even patients that come in our office and we give them things like turmeric and we give them other decrease inflammatory nutritional products. Boswellia is one of them. It decreases inflammation, but also gets rid of pain patterns and so forth. When we give high dosages of vitamin E and combine that with ascorbate, vitamin C, decreases the inflammatory reaction. And all of a sudden, people feel better. They're emotionally better. And, you know, we see these inflammation characteristics in joint spaces, like our first caller today that talked about, you know, her 100-plus-year-old mother who now has a lot of swelling and can't get rid of. That's the trail. That's what happens. So these anti-inflammatories will boost mood. They make you feel better. But there's other things, too. Remember we talked about what happens with the imbalance of things like called serotonin and dopamine and GABA. They're all neurotransmitters. We have to look at, once they're disturbed, can they be reset? Because most of us have diets that are not necessarily supportive. They're not really good. You know, fortunately, you don't need to go the drug route, because if you do, you have a side effect. And these drugs that combat inflammatory reaction further suppress immune reaction that you need to protect yourself. So where's the balancing act here? So one of the most effective ways to decrease inflammation is to make sure that you have a diet that is high in healthy fats, low in net carbohydrates, you know, the fast-acting carbohydrates, you know, the sugary types of stuff, you know, the crap that you all eat, that kind of stuff. You got to get it down. And make sure that your proteins are lean and they're free-range and they're good. And get a little exercise. Walking is all we need to do. And you're going to find things begin to turn around. One of the most valuable effects of putting your body into a slight state of what we call, and the diet I'm talking about is a kind of a low-level ketogenic diet. It's called ketosis. Is that something called C-reactive protein? C-reactive protein is an inflammatory marker, by the way. So we do large molecule CRP, and then there's coronary CRP. Coronary tells you how bad your arterials, your arteries are all messed up. It can really give your inflammatory levels about as low as they can possibly go, ketogenic eating, but it has to be done specifically for you, your background, your genetic makeup, and so forth. That's why, by the way, this week, the Ageless Health Seminar, Sue's going to be talking about a lot of those things. If nothing else, you need to be there just for that. You know, so here's the thing. You know, what do you snack on? If you see me in the office, I've already got nuts hidden in drawers, and I've got things of that nature, and I'm doing that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you eat an ounce, which is about a handful of nuts multiple times a week, it can reduce inflammatory reactions, but they have to be nuts that your body's not sensitive to. It's not okay, you know, just to go out and eat this rancid crap you get out of vending machines, because they'll make life worse. That rancidity that comes from the oils will make life as you know it much worse, much, much, much worse. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, because you need to know how to kind of modulate this inflammatory reaction that's making you crazy, making you a nutcase. You know, really? Did I say that? No. Anxiety levels and depression are getting worse in our society, and we have to make sure that we know what to do. And there's some things, but it's not just one size fits all. Remember, pain, lousy diet, bad attitude, lack of activity, all those things can contribute to this, particularly pain patterns. Diana, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you. All right. I have an inflammation throughout my body. And I woke up one day and I had to go to the orthopedic doctor. I could hardly walk, and going up and down the steps was really very painful. Either way, I was just shuffling along.
Where did you hurt? Where do you hurt? You hurt in your knees, your hips, your back, where, or every place?
Excuse me, I have a hard time hearing, I'm afraid, on this phone.
Okay, so Diana, your pain pattern when you're walking, is it in your knees, is it in your hips, is it in your low back, or everywhere?
A lot, mainly in my knees. Okay, and the orthopedic doctor put me on, I'm looking at it now, methylprednisolone.
Yeah, it's going to, over time, in the short term, Diana, that's going to help you a little bit because
yes,
it decreases inflammation.
Exactly, but my problem. It helped while I was taking the medication.
But once you're off of it,
it all returned again, and he put me back on it. I'm on it now.
Diana, let me walk you through this a little bit and try to give you some data. Here's the situation. That type of drug decreases inflammation immediately, but it rebounds. It makes it worse over a period of time. So when you get off of it, now all of a sudden you're good for a short time. And then when it comes back, it hits like, you know, somebody's punched you in the head. And if you continue that process, it actually causes, because it's a steroid, causes the joint space to worsen. It actually will break down because that steroid is going to knock down the inflammation, and now you have prednisone in the system, and it causes the joint to be, you know, worse than what it is. If you know, if anybody that's listening has ever watched, you know, sports for years ago, they used to, you know, give a guy a shot when he was hurt because it decreases the inflammation, decreases the pain. But they found out that they can't use the steroids because it actually destroys the joint space over time. You end up with advanced progressive stenosis that is not okay. So how do you affect that? Diane, what you have to do is you have to make sure that you get somebody who will guide you through dietary patterns. You have to go alkaline as possible. You have to stay away from the starches, stay away from the sugars. You have to make sure that your fatty acids, your oils are very, very high, the right kind of oils. And that over time will begin to turn this mess around. Things like acupuncture and low energy light laser. If it's coming from the back, and because you said it's the knee, your thigh muscles, the quadriceps are probably involved. That muscle is innervated, made to work by the nerves that come from your low back. So if your low back is a problem, there's an issue with that, and it feeds on itself. One perpetuates the other. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. We've been taking phone calls and telling you about anxiety, depression, and all those things that you really need to know a whole lot more about because those are important. You need to take control of your life. Remember my book, Ageless Health? Health is a do-it-yourself program. It was written for you. It's kind of a treatise on, you know, really it's all in your hands. You can make decisions instead of being, you know, the lemming that is so wanted by Big Pharma. Yeah, it's Big Pharma. They're the guys that, you know, you pay lots of money for them to control more and more of you, to pay more and more money, and the cycle goes on. So we're here every Sunday at 12 noon on Eastern Seaboard, and some of you are listening to the West Coast. Some of you are listening in other places. Do the math. You know what time. Tell everybody about us. You can go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Check out. There's a lot of online learning for you at that website. 888-630-9625 is how you find us here every Sunday. And if you'd like to find straight up information and talk to one of the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing, you can do that simply by going to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Don't forget this Thursday, the 13th, 5 p.m. at the Angelica Film Center in Merrifield, Virginia. We're going to be producing Ageless Health. Instead of an all-day event, it's just a little over 4 hours. I promise you, you will go home with so much information, so much data. It'll be available to you. All the data is going to be there. We have gift bags for you from a lot of our vendors. It's going to be a great day. It's only $59. It's like you spend twice that much just, you know, going out for dinner someplace. And this will be a dinner for the rest of your life. Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Learn how to live without pain and restore your physical capacity. Emma, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Rozelle. I was diagnosed with a condition called Globus Syndrome.
Yeah,
GLO.
Yeah, and, Globus Hystericus?
Yes.
Yes.
And I have I was checked by all the doctors from ENT to gastroenterologist, and they said they don't know how it came, they don't know when it's going to leave me, but I have a constant feel of a pressure, a lump in my throat all day long, except when I sleep. Okay. Any suggestions? What can I do?
Yeah, lots of stuff. It's things that we've seen on a regular basis for many years. So let's, you know, take a look at the throat. And, you know, coming down from your throat, you have all kinds of things there. You have your trachea, which is your voice box. And behind that, you have your food tube, your esophagus. And all those things go to your stomach. And you have all these muscles that are involved. So according to the normal medical, you know, look at this thing, they don't know why most of this happens. Now they're trying to put it on to GERD and, you know, back flushing of acid and, you know, enzymes from the stomach. And what we've found over the years is that any time that the muscles of the throat are not working properly because either their balancing muscles are misfiring, then people will often suffer this type of problem. And sometimes it comes from the nerves in the neck. Now, you can remember, all those muscles in your throat and your face are innervated by both nerves from your neck and also nerves from the brain. The facial muscle of expression, the thing that allows you to smile and so forth, has a nerve to it, the muscles of the throat. And then these little muscles called the cricoid muscles that make up the muscles around the voice box, they can get tight, and they get tight because they're not in balance. They get tight for a lot of reasons. But if you treat those things, it goes away. We've been very, very effective doing those things. Emma, give me a call or send me a note, and I'll have one of my doctors talk to you, or I'll tell you exactly what. But it's very treatable. It's not something that you need to live with. Appreciate your phone call. I'm sorry we're coming right up to the end of the program. Every Sunday, 12 noon, right on the dial that you're listening to right now, Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We're doing this for you because we love you and we want the information that you need to have to help your life go to you. See you next week. Bye.